perform muraqabah, meditation. In other words, do the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. And through dhikr, through remembering Allah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Him, request Allah for faiz, for blessings. And the way to attain the faiz, the blessings, due to the association and connection of all the honorable mashaykh who are connected, going back up to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their link. And then imagine, think that all the mashaykh, our honorable mashaykh, through their association, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's faiz, blessings is arriving to our lataif, our spiritual points within us. And with this thought, with this thinking, perform muraqabah. This is called muraqabah. In this condition is called muraqabah. And there are two tariqas, two methods. One is yourself, with the ijazah, permission your teacher, Shaykh, has given, you can do dhikr alone. And secondly, if Allah gives the ability and Allah gives the opportunity, you do dhikr in the majlis, the gathering of the teacher. And both are separate with regards to affairs which the mushayikh have explained. If a person does muraqabah himself alone, alhamdulillah, faiz, blessings arrives there. Faiz means the blessings of Allah, Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercies, Allah's gifts, Allah's bounties. These are all Allah's generosity. Whatever you do, Allah Ta'ala, He can give more of one and however much He wants to. It's up to Allah. And secondly, doing dhikr is when a person is in the company of the shaykh and he does muraqabah. Then that is nur ala nur, light beyond light. For this reason, thousands and thousands of miles away, distance, people would go and travel to do this muraqabah in the company of their shaykh. They would sit there for some time in the company of their shaykh, so that we can do muraqabah. And the reason for this is that this is the sunnah of Allah, sunnah ilahi, that where Allah's servant is present, his wali, his friend, then Allah's mercy descends onto that person, onto that place. Those same mercies, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the mercies of Allah to descend onto the Kaaba, Baytullah. Allah's rahmah is everywhere, everywhere, all the time. But specially select unique magnificence and brilliance and splendor of Allah is on that muqam where Allah chooses more, where that building has been constructed, which we call the Kaaba, Baytullah. Even if that building isn't there, even then that land, that earth is the Kaaba. Yes, we can see that building, the cube, that's a sign. That's just a sign. Even if that building wasn't there, even then that place, that piece of the earth, Allah Ta'ala's magnificence, brilliance is present there, descends there. Same way, same principle, because it's a sign of Allah, that the tajalli of Allah, the splendor of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala allows to descend His brilliance onto the Kaaba, that's His personal tajalli, personal magnificence. And the quality of that is that magnificence, that splendor, the brilliance of it is that pulls on all of the human beings like a magnet. And so much love increases in the hearts of people for that place, that the human being starts to go towards that place, that maqam where Allah's brilliance is, magnificence. And that same tajalli, Allah Ta'ala also instills into His, allows to descend on His special select human beings, which who are the walis. And when people go towards the wali Allah and sit in their company, then that same brilliance of Allah, that splendor, that individual starts to draw on it and absorb it. And that is the faiz, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in the company of the shaykh, the teacher, because Allah's special, select, personal tajalli is descending there onto his wali, then Allah's blessings, rahmah and mercy, which we define as Allah's faiz, more comes to the student. Allah knows what is the feeling, the emotion. And that's why people from thousands of miles away, they will travel to go to their shaykh, their teacher's company, so they can get that faiz, that blessings that Allah is allowing to descend onto his wali. And they would get that in the company of the shaykh after doing dhikr, and without being in the company of the shaykh and doing dhikr, the difference, this is Allah's instruction, it's a massive difference. So whenever an individual, a student, especially in front of his shaykh, he sat down, and his heart should be clean as well. He should have strong belief in the teacher, aqeedah, should be strong, and he should have love, and his relationship and rabta with the shaykh should be strong. That's when the student attains the fez. If he's a hypocrite, munafiqat, nifaq, and he's got waswasas, evil temptations, then he won't attain the fez. First strengthen your yaqeen, your belief and your trust in the teacher, and strengthen your connection and relationship with the teacher. When then you sit in the company of the teacher, then you get the high level, high grade rewards Allah Ta'ala grants to the student. So when you come into such circumstance that you are doing muraqbah in the company of the shaykh, then all those are spark, those lessons the shaykh has taught you and give you permission for, you can repeat those and do dhikr on them. And at that time, then he should keep on asking for fares from Allah. Then inshallah, we are hopeful in Allah, that Allah Ta'ala then gives his mercy and blessings to that student. Allah washes away the sins. Allah gives that person peace and satisfaction and increases his yaqeen and belief. And Allah gives him patience during difficulties. And Allah gives him patience during worries and problems. And all sorts of blessings start in the life of that person. This is faiz. Not so that he becomes a great pious person, wali Allah, miracles start coming to his life and he starts feeling weird things. No, this is not connected to walayat. Being a wali Allah is not connected to tasawwuf, is not connected to the effort that we are doing. There's only one purpose here, one aim, that Allah Ta'ala's love. The person starts to get immersed in the love of Allah, whether he feels anything or not, whether he attains anything or not. Bas, Allah Ta'ala's qurban, nearness, you start to feel the emotion and the greatness of that, all difficulties, problems, you start to endure, and you get the power, the capacity to endure and have patience. This is the essence of all of this. So we will now do muraqabah, alhamdulillah, and this whole majlis, this gathering, this is now the summary and the essence of this gathering. Even if we didn't do what we've done prior to now and just did muraqabah on its own, even then we would get everything from this gathering. This is the real crux of what we are here to do. Dhikr is this, what we are about to do, remembrance of Allah. So with full belief, ask from Allah, ask for Allah's love, focus on your heart, and all of your lataif, your spiritual lessons, present them in front of your shaykh and attain the fares, the blessings, and have this niyyah that say Allah, 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 and keep on doing the dhikr of Allah.
Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. Heart is the only place you've heard the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And keep your heart in touch with your shaykh. And that is the place you will receive the shaykh and blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the heart of your shaykh. So when you are in the front of your shaykh, mashallah, that's the best chance, best time you can get this blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make the intention that we're sitting in front of a shaykh and we're getting the fares from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through all the mashaykh. Inshallah, inshallah, we'll get everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Muraqba se pehle, before the intention of muraqba, you must say in your mind that what we have read before this muraqba, so we inshallah make the sawab of all these things to all mashayikh, from what to get the shape from the face. So this is the very important thing, that you give this sawab which we have decided before, all the kalmat, all the khatm khashgan, as a sawab, isal is sawab. Do the isal sawab to your mashayikh, and then after that, ask blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to the maraqba.